with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When he came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. But he came into the house before he had time to speak. Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From the subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt, but that they may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." Gospel of the Lord. Today is the Feast of St. Dominic. The Dominicans, they have a nickname, Dominicanus, that for Latin, playing with words, Dominic of the dog. Why is it Dominic with the dog? Because his mother was a barren, could not give a child. But then, one night, she got a dream. From a womb, coming out a dog. And the dog is taking a torch. And that's why when Dominic was born, the mother remembered this little kid will be carrying the torch of the Lord. And he's a good preacher. But once in Toulouse, there are lots of people couldn't take his teaching. Then he found one of the secrets why he couldn't convert the people. Because people doesn't need studies, science. They need virtues. That's why he started the new congregation, not only on teaching, but on life of style, sanctity. For Dominic, he said, "What is more important is your lifestyle. Preach more than your words, than your knowledge." That's why Dominicans, they don't put importance on knowledge, although they are, you know, they very important the study. But apart from that, lifestyle. For Dominic in his life, when he go out from one city to the other city, he always barefoot and fast every day. Even to any place, he didn't take a good bath, even sleep on the floor. On the last day of his life, he was so tired. He would start on the floor. He does not need a good bed, a good death. He was always really living up to his call. So he advised his brothers, first practice humility, apart from charity and teaching. So this is how a saint is giving his example. He teaches more than what his knowledge. And some people accuse him to be, you know, in that, by that time, the Middle Age, the Inquisition. But the historians say he never participated in this. The Inquisition, the office of Inquisition, is 10 years after his death. So give him a chance that he is not the leader of the Inquisition. Anyway, we follow him, especially kind of monastic life, and outreaching with our style of life. Simplicity, humility, with charity.